This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I have a returning guest, and we're going to find out what they've been up to because, I tell you, I'm very interested in the space they're in. We're talking about nanotechnologies, and we're talking about California Nanotechnologies Corp. Well, they trade on the OTCQB, ticker symbol CANOF. They trade on the TSX Venture, ticker symbol CNO. We're talking no other than David Grant. David, welcome back to the show.
Yeah, thanks, Everett. Always glad to be here.
Give my listeners a little bit about statement of who you guys are, what you do, how you make your money, and then I want to get into some Q&A.
Okay, well, CalNano started about 10 years ago. It's an offshoot of OmniLight, but their interest is nanomaterials. The company's grown to the point of almost sustainability. We did have a profit for the second time in our history in Q1, finishing May this year. So that's a major thing. The company has taken on major programs with chip fabricators and is moving a bit into the nuclear space. So we think sustainability and growth are clearly on the horizon.
So what is the future of nanotechnology in your eyes?
Well, nano, of course, came out with a big flash in the mid-2000s, and everybody was interested in the strength and all the characteristics that come with the new nanomaterials. Now, it turns out that actually producing those in a commercial environment turned out to be a lot harder than people thought. So that's why our research has gone on for approximately 10 years. And this has been with major companies like Boeing and Pratt & Whitney Rocketdyne and, you know, people like that. So we have discovered a number of things in that 10 years, not only on the technical side, but on the commercial side. And it turns out that some of the techniques that we developed to handle the nanomaterials, such as spark plasma sintering, may be as popular as making the materials themselves. So right now, about 70% of CalNano's revenues are in the spark plasma sintering area, to the point that the company just invested close to $700,000 on a new spark plasma sintering unit that's coming from Japan in, this month, the month of August.
You know, can you update us a little bit on your chip fabrication program? How's that coming along?
We started that in November last year. The chip fabricators, as you mentioned, are very sophisticated customers. They have long-term sophisticated needs, which fits into our category of work. The spark plasma sintering technologies are somewhat new to them, as they are to many, and they found differential additive bonding, things like that, very attractive in their space. So we just finished the second phase of the program, phase 1A it was called, and we've delivered working prototypes to the customer, waiting for evaluation in the month of August, and hopefully phase two in that program starting in September.
You guys are starting to trickle a little bit and having some income come in from the semiconductor space. How did you guys get involved in that?
Well, actually, they sought us out. The electric space is always doing advanced research, probably at the cutting edge in many cases. And this particular company searched the world for a resource like ours and ended up choosing CalNano as their exclusive SPS partner for the foreseeable future.
You know, wafers, that's part of your business too. You guys make wafers also, right?
Well, they make the wafers. We're part of the testing system. So it's part of the actual review and physical testing process that every wafer has to go through before they're cut into chipsets.
Tell us about a little bit. Last time you were on the show, we talked about your SPS division, where at that time, most of the revenues are coming from. But early delivery of large SPS systems, where are we at in the process of that?
Well, the Japanese finished the unit last Friday, and they're now dismantling it to go onto the water this week. So we're actually hopeful of receiving that system by the end of the month. It's about a month to install. It's a fairly large system, 45,000 pounds in total, and the biggest system that's ever been exported from Japan, as we understand it. So it's a major task to do that. It means redoing our laboratories, new power supplies, things like that. But we're hopeful of having the first product off the system sometime in September.
My guest today is David Grant. He is the CEO of California Nanotechnologies Corp. They trade on the TSX Venture under ticker symbol CNO. They also trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol CANOF. How is it being a CEO of two publicly traded companies, Jace? I don't think a lot of people know that OmniLight, you guys almost have more sophisticated technology machines at California Nanotechnologies than you do at OmniLight.
Well, it's interesting. We consider Cal Nano as a spinoff, as I mentioned, going public in 2007. You know, in a new area, which was the nano area. OmniLight's focus initially was on composites. So it's a very mature company at this point in time, considered an aerospace defense fabricator. Cal Nano has been more of a startup until recently. A couple of years ago, we determined our future was going to be in spark plasma sintering as a main thrust, and that's basically happening with the delivery of this large system. I think it's one of these things where you buy it, the better mousetrap, and people will come. We're now doing a lot of research for the national laboratories in the nuclear field, and we believe that the SPS is going to find applications around the world.
That's amazing. Can you give us a little bit of an update on your first quarter, and what do you think is going to happen for the rest of the year?
Well, Q1 finished for Cal Nano in May, so they're February year-end. And in the quarter, we announced revenues over the prior first quarter up 21%. We announced the second quarter of profitability as well in Q1. So where we're headed for the year, I think, is into the sustainability area where the company could support itself financially. And then, as we mentioned in our press release of yesterday, the long-term growth is our next goal. So the spark plasma sintering furnace that's coming will be one of the largest, as I mentioned, in the world. And a lot of people who've been working on these technologies have been lacking the needs to, and the means, rather, to scale up. So the big furnace allows us to scale up these projects. And, you know, some of them look like they could go on for years. So, you know, we believe we're in a good point, you know, in a good space at this time.
California Nanotechnologies is the company that we're highlighting today. I like the company on many levels. First of all, they got a low float of 16.31 million shares. Their market cap's only 4 million. Stock price is 12 cents. David won't say it, but I'll say it for him. This stock is grossly undervalued. They're in the first inning of a 9-inning ball game, and I believe here at the later third and fourth quarters, especially coming to the end of the fall and winter of 2017, I think they're going to crush it and knock it out of the park. In closing, Dave, is there anything that you would like to get out to my listeners that maybe we didn't get a chance to touch upon?
Yeah, we just appreciate your support, Everett. Obviously, the company is in a, I would call this a game-changing moment, and we're working hard to bring full value to our shareholding base, and that's the objective, besides keeping our customers satisfied, enhancing shareholder value.
Well, every time I talk to you, the company keeps on getting stronger. The balance sheet gets better. The revenues keep growing. I wish you nothing but continued success. Please come back on the show anytime you want to, David, and thank you for your time.
Okay, thanks, Everett. Always a pleasure to be here.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.